Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, we got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, friend of the show,
Greg
and Fox
Jennings.
NFL analyst coming up. Also, bodybuilder supreme. So we will get into all things NFL with him. The World Series Game 2. Dodgers up 1-0 after a great performance last night by Clayton Kershaw,
as well as
stellar performances by Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. You like Tampa Bay tonight?
I really do, Chris. I don't know why I'm saying it, but I do.
Well, I think it's because you don't want me to be right about this World Series.
What are you talking about? We both picked the Dodgers, didn't we?
No, you picked the Yankees. I mean, you picked them before this series, but I'm saying before the playoffs start.
Wow.
You had Yankees over
I'm
Dodgers.
I'm not picking Tampa Bay to win that. They're not going to win
the series.
No, I know,
but if the Dodgers win, I can say, hey, and I will say, you know that, that I picked them before the playoffs started. So
I'm talking
I get a
about
little
tonight's
bragging rights.
Game and the idea that I can make some cabbage on this.
Put cabbage down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
I told you I changed the way I'm doing business this year. I'm totally committed to making bets. Remember, I used to like always pick games, but I never put any money down.
Yep.
This is the first year. No. I'm in my budget.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a plus. Like, you know, my man's holding on to the money in Vegas. I'm in the black. So okay. I'm betting from winnings. You know what I mean? I'm not out anything.
All right. I actually hope you're right and Tampa Bay does win tonight.
To even make a series.
Yes. I would love a seven-game series. Now, obviously,
six
anything
or seven, right.
Game
anything
seven.
Like that. I'm good with that.
I want excitement. I mean, come on. You know, we want a good series. So
Anyway, that's about to get underway in a few minutes. But, Rob, we got to go here. All right, the Miami Dolphins, what are they, 3-3? They announced that they will be starting Tua Tagovailoa as their, you know, from here on out. Their top pick. Ryan Fitzpatrick handled the first six games, played well. They were 3-3. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, 37, soon to be, I believe, 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick, is upset. And here's what he had to say about it.
My heart just hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me. That's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And obviously, this eventually was going to happen. Just a matter of kind of when, not if. And it broke my heart yesterday. And, you know, it's a tough thing for me to hear. This profession is interesting in that I got fired yesterday. And then my day of work today consisted of me in Zoom meetings, listening to the guy that fired me, and then, you know, locked in a spaced out room, you know, with my replacement for 4 hours today. So there aren't a whole lot of jobs that are like that. This organization and what we've been through the last year and a half, this was kind of the first place other than Buffalo where I just felt fully, you know, committed and invested and felt like it was my team.
I got two words for Ryan Fitzpatrick, Rob.
What's that?
Stop it! Are you nuts? Are you nuts? You're complaining. Now, look, I get it. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to start. I have no problem with you being disappointed and hurt and everything he said inside. But publicly, dude, you need to support Tua. That's what you're there for. You're not Tom Brady. You're not Tony Romo. You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're a journeyman. You've been on eight teams. You were brought in as a stopgap. Your team, everybody knew, you even said it, it was going to happen sooner or later. They're playing well. It's time for Tua to get in there. What you need to do is support him. You can say, hey, of course I'm disappointed. I mean, everybody wants to play and wants to start, but we know, you know, Tua's got a great future. And nowadays, you know, they get thrown in a lot earlier, and I'm excited to see what he can do. And I'm going to help him any way I can. That's what you say. Let me just say this last thing. We know, too, Rob, you were about to fall off. Okay, you're 3-3. You're talking like you're throwing the ball like Russell Wilson. You had two interceptions in your last game. And if it was against anybody other than the hapless New York Jets, you would have had to pay for those interceptions. So don't act like you were lighting the league on fire because your team is 500. I mean, Fitzpatrick is fine for what he is, but this is out of line, Rob, as far as I'm concerned.
I just think the problem I have is not that he wants to play, as you said.
Right.
Everybody wants to play. You don't get to that level. You know how many guys get to be NFL starting quarterbacks? A handful. I mean, seriously. When you think about 330 million people in this country. So it's a very unique and a job and one that only really gifted people get that opportunity, okay? You could walk this earth, Chris, and not bump into a former NFL quarterback.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's one of those jobs. So I get all of that. But for him to say, I got fired when you're collecting a paycheck as a backup.
Good point.
And I have to listen to the guy who fired me, dude, this happened. You get demoted. People change all the time. This is not unique or anything. And to put that out there and then say, I'm locked away in the guy who's taking my job away. Just none of that is acceptable. If I'm the Miami Dolphins, I would have cut him after those comments. I'm not kidding you. I would have cut him because that is not the stuff that teammates say when a decision is made. Chris, when you are on a team, you sign up, you understand the coach has the final say. You don't dictate. Chris, you played on teams. There were times you should have been playing and somebody else shouldn't have been or whatever. Right. And the coach makes the decision. Am I right?
Right.
And you have to accept it. And to go out publicly and make those statements, they just don't help Tua. They sound like sour grapes, and you just said it. This is a journeyman. This is not a guy who won a Super Bowl last year, and he can't figure out what's going on. So
right.
You can get anybody else to be a backup quarterback, and if you're the Miami Dolphins, you hope that that guy doesn't have to play a game for the next 10 years, so it doesn't have to be Fitzpatrick, Fitzpunkin, Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him. I would have cut him, Chris. I'm not even kidding you.
That's a strong
statement. I don't want that guy around.
It wasn't a good – what he said was –
Tell me the last time you heard that.
No.
Can you tell me the last time you heard that?
I'll say this. There are times where – and you're right. I can't point to a time where I heard it.
Not for a guy who was a first-round pick who was going to beat up the franchise quarterback.
Right. Well, yeah, because I was going to say, look, are there times a comment like this would be justified? Yeah. Like, let's say the Packers lose their next game and they benched Aaron Rodgers and said, we're going with Jordan Love. Then Aaron Rodgers could say this and much more. It would be justified. If Cam Newton were benched, you know, in New England for one of those, because Jarrett Stidham, then you can say something. This? You didn't know, Ryan? I mean, really? You didn't know? You thought you were the guy?
I don't get
you
that
at all.
You
thought you were going to lead them to the play? I don't. You're right. And look, by all, and Tua said it himself. He's, you know, a great veteran to have on the team with me. He's personable. We're friendly. He helps me. I mean, Tua just sang his praises. And so I don't know if that was just, you know, something you just say or if he really meant it. But I would want to know how Tua feels. Like, because maybe if he's really bringing something to the table, he's a veteran. We all know he went to Harvard. He's obviously intelligent. And I think he is an intelligent football player. He's just not, you know, a great one, but he's intelligent. Football player.
I think
he could add some things to Tua, but if Tua's like, yo, you know, I got to wait a room before I cut him, but I'm not mad at you for saying that.
I just don't think that's you know, he could be a smart guy in Harvard and all that, Chris. That's not what you say when you're giving up the job to a franchise quarterback. I'm sorry.
There's no defending it.
This is not like two backups who are on a team and there's a main guy who got hurt, Chris, and now they pick one backup journeyman over you, and you can make a case that I'm better than that guy and I should be playing, okay? That's one
Trubisky
thing.
Didn't even say this when they benched him
Thank
before.
Thank you. And he was a pick of the Bears
and
was supposed to be their quarterback of the future. I can't remember a quarterback going in on a first-round pick. Not like that.
When he lost his job to Wentz after leading him to a Super Bowl. And granted, he's not as good as Wentz. But
he
still,
knows what his,
he
knows what his
like,
spot
I
was.
I led him to a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean? He could have tried to play that card. Rob, we talked about this. We had just started our show, right? And Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him, was lighting it up in Tampa Bay, right? And Jameis Winston's hurt.
Yeah.
And Fitzpatrick's throwing for 400 yards every game.
We
and
called
it looked
it.
Great, right? And we're watching a game on the air, and he throws three interceptions in the game. Benched at halftime, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
This is who you are. You're not 22, 25. Your track record is clear. And we're not, like you said, right? It's not about him being upset. We get it. But this was wrong. I'm shocked that he came out and said this. Absolutely.
I'm telling
shocked.
You, and that's why I said that if I was Miami, he sounds like you know, he might be a cancer on the team. And because that's not what you say, Chris. You could be disappointed, You're all that. Talking about I'm in the same room with the guy who fired me. I got fired. You didn't get fired.
Right, exactly. You're paid, still getting your money.
He got fired, Chris. Did he get fired?
No. He's still paid. When you get fired, you don't get paid.
Right.
Or at least, I mean, you know, in most professions. So, no, he and then to say it the way he did, like, and then I had to sit
be
next
locked
to the
in
guy
the room.
That
right.
took my job. Like, dude, like, again, you didn't know? And Ryan, you're 3-3. And you're not on a Pro Bowl pace.
Did Tampa Bay score already?
Tampa Bay home run. They're up 1-0. What batter was that, Rob?
Rob G.
I mean, what, in the lineup. Second batter. So goes deep. So
single
yeah.
Solo home run.
Yep. So Tampa Bay up 1-0. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick in the wrong? Is he out of pocket, out of line on this one? And are you with Rob when Rob says Miami should have cut him? Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. It's also October. And what does that mean? Well, It's Geico Ween, of course. So don't be spooked, though, by high rates on car insurance. Geico's brewing up some spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save by getting a quote today at geico.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Tampa Bay Rays up 1-0 courtesy of a solo home run in the first inning over the Dodgers. Blake Snell right now on the mound for Tampa Bay. He's their ace. Let's get to your calls. 877-99 on Fox. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick out of line, and do you agree with Rob? They should cut, dude.
I know it sounds harsh, but what he said,
I'm glad
just to
I don't
me,
work for Rob.
No, I just don't. No, I just think that that's right. That wasn't a magic statement. That was pretty bad. All right, let's go to Mike in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, Chris, you don't have to brown nose Rob. He ain't writing your paycheck. You're supposed to take the adversarial point of view on this. But hear me
no,
out.
No, we
this.
Agree on that one.
I mean, I know, but you should hear me out.
Oh, to fire him? Okay, go ahead.
Rob, you need to develop a little bit of empathy because I can appreciate what Fitzpatrick said because it came from the gut, and as a competitor who has the utmost belief in what he can do, I would expect that, but at least he spoke the truth instead of some BS quid pro quo stuff. If you got demoted at the newspaper and some youngin' took your byline, you might, and all these writers came up to you and wanted to know your opinion after you initially found that out, you would come off from the gut just like he did. But
hold on, Mike. And the other part, Mike, he said he got fired. And he said people get demoted and stuff happens all the time. You don't have to, not on a team, to act as if he even knew that it was coming. So this was not a shock to him.
Right,
come on, man.
Right.
Let's not
I
make it like
yeah, you, I,
if some guy if some guy came out
upset.
Of college, Chris, who was 22 years old, and he came and took your job at the paper and you were the columnist, yeah, you would be like this is like where is this coming from? But this is like everybody who was with the Dolphins knew he was going to be the franchise quarterback. This
it's
is no shocker.
Like this. Yeah, to put it in our context, Rob, that's interesting. Let's say I'm on the beat, and let's say I know I'm not that good. I'm not doing that good of a job with like Fitzpatrick.
Right.
I've been replaced on the beat several times, right? And some young hotshot comes in who's doing damn, you know, he's expected to be
breaking stories,
you know, right,
or whatever, right?
I mean, you just got to keep that to yourself. You can be upset.
Right, that's natural.
Like you said, this dude's 30, about to be 38 years old. You've been a journeyman your entire career.
Right.
Never really a full-time starter.
Never
like,
won
on,
anything.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Right.
It's just not right. Out of line. Hey, Joe in Maryland. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? First time calling, long time listener.
Man, first timer.
Don't
what's
make
up?
It the last time.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm in agreement with the last caller, man. I think you guys are blowing this one out of proportion. If I go to work, well, call in to work via video tomorrow and I get told, hey, man, you're good, but you're not good enough. We got somebody else coming behind you. I'm going to feel some type of way.
Well, hold on.
And
Rob, you just said, painted, and keep him on. Don't hang up on the caller. You just painted a picture of surprise.
Right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's not surprised.
That ain't a surprise, Joe. Come on. He was drafted in the first round.
That it happened now.
No.
Oh, God forbid you change quarterbacks at 3-3 after you just threw two interceptions.
You know what, Joe? I would buy it if you were 6-0 and you were rolling. They wouldn't make the change now.
Team in the division. They still
Stop
got a legitimate chance to make a playoff run.
Stop
and, Rob,
it.
He didn't get he didn't say he got fired. He's using
yes,
an
he
analogy,
did. No,
Rob,
he actually said it. He did say that.
No, he did. He
said,
just it.
That. And we know he didn't mean it, but he said it. You didn't get fired. You got demoted.
I got demoted. He could have said that. He said I got fired. He didn't get fired.
We are not criticizing his competitiveness.
We get
or his
that.
His desire to
we
play.
We understand that. That's
We're
not the issue.
We're just saying this doesn't help Tua. And your job as the veteran backup is to help Tua.
And
Period.
Then to say, I was locked in the room with the guy who had my job. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo. All right, Brandon in St. Louis.
These callers.
You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. So am I.
Don't be shocked, man. Don't be shocked.
We got another one?
You two are hilarious, man, because at the end, and Chris, I expected better from you, man. You're supposed to keep it 100. At the end of the day, man, even Brian Flores said that he didn't know, oh, he didn't address the team before this happened, which was a mistake. So you can't blame this man for feeling slighted. And at the end of the day, who knew that it would come in week six? That's just, come on, man. Like,
Brandon, when? When he got drafted? When he got drafted, yes, it's before bye week to get ready. You're really acting like you didn't think Tua was going to play this year? Come on.
He just came off a hip injury, man. Are you serious? He would play
this
year.
You thought he wasn't
going to
play? Hip injury was how long ago? I mean, he's got to play at some point.
At the end of the day, man, you can't blame this man for feeling slighted when you, when even Brian Flores
he's a backup. He's a journeyman. He's a backup.
Before it happened, and he didn't.
That's different, okay? If you want to say that it would have been better if they would have told me ahead of time or I felt like I wasn't respected, that's different. But to say, I'm in the same room with the guy who took my job. No, you want to be in another locker room? Go to the Jets locker room. That's where you should be.
Yeah, I come on. I'm happy for the pushback from the callers. This was great, but come on. No, again, Mitch Trubisky didn't respond this way.
And he was drafted by the Chicago Bears.
Nick Foles didn't say, I just led us to a Super Bowl. I should be the starter. Come on.
He could have made it stink.
Right. This is I'm shocked at these guys, Rob. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick. I get it if he was a 26-year-old who still thought he was going to do something major in the league.
And could be a starter in the league. Right.
Come on, man.
You know what, Chris? Let's take 5 seconds for all Odd Couple fans who are against me and Chris. And yes, this is your opportunity to pull your panties out of a bunch. Because that's what they are. Your panties are in a bunch today, and we're not buying it.
Wow, that was a good one. And that was good. I liked the little pushback. Shocked, but I liked it. All right, we will get deeper into this. Let's see what Greg Jenny says. I bet he's with us, Rob, but hey, you never know.
I'll be
shocked if he wasn't. All right, and he works out in panties. You know, he's doing his little bodybuilding
They're
and all
not
that.
Panties? In Come panties. On.
I mean, what's the real talk? What's the difference? What's the difference between Speedos and panties?
Wow.
I mean, is there really? Let's keep it real. Is there?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know when you hear the smooth, sultry sounds of the boss, Diana Ross. It's time for the Super Bowl champion, the Fox NFL analyst, the bodybuilder supreme, Greg Jennings. What's up, brother? How are you?
I am excellent. I'm with my two favorite brothers, so we are good.
Yes, we are, and we're interested on your opinion.
Yes, yes.
Like, now, right on this, our callers, Chris will explain, but our callers just pushed back on us because of Ryan Fitzpatrick's comments.
Did you hear his comments yet, Greg?
I did.
When he got benched? Okay. We think... We're not even going to say nothing. We just want to hear, what do you think make of those comments? Greg. Is Greg there? Okay. What are your thoughts on his comments?
I actually agreed with this comment.
Oh!
When it comes to a team and starting to find what works, it's like you can't mess with that. And specifically at the quarterback position, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been well known. Obviously, he's been a traveled journeyman. However, every team you find him on, the guys in the locker room love him. And if it's working, it's magical. And so I didn't see the need to insert Tua. Now, maybe they had already planned for this to be the week after the bye for them to start
Tua. Right, they got a bye, yep.
Maybe that was already a scheduled strategy by the Dolphins and their staff and everyone that's overseeing all of that. However, when you've kind of started some momentum, you got to ride that.
Now, Greg,
Greg, 37.
And we've seen this act before.
Tua was coming. Right. We've seen him fall off. We saw it a few years ago in Tampa Bay. Oh,
yes.
It's magic. He's dressing up at the press
conferences
and all that. And
he turned into Fritz Pumpkin,
yes.
As he always does. And
he
you're not going anywhere with him.
Any day now.
Yes, you already know it.
And Tua's the future. Everybody knew that, including Fitzpatrick.
Absolutely, and I totally know and can understand that he knows that, and he knew it. However, if his play was poor right now, then yeah, it's easy to swallow that pill. But when you're winning and you've won the last two convincingly, like the way that they've won it, like
against
whoa.
The Jets, you're going to have
Jets.
A party through two
interceptions.
Stop it!
No,
Jets.
I'm not having a party. But you're winning the games that you need to win, and you won them in a fashion that was pretty impressive for the Dolphins. Period.
But
I don't
Greg,
care who
but
you
Greg,
are.
Greg, his comments about I was fired, and I had to listen to the guy who fired me, and I was locked in a room with the guy who took my job. That's unnecessary. That's not the stuff. You could say I'm disappointed. I wanted to play. I was playing well. I thought we had something going. I understood this guy was drafted in the first round. He's the quarterback of the future. You could say all that. But the pity party about I got fired.
What you guys are saying and how you guys are responding is how you want to see things every single time. That's the problem with us in the media. We want it to be our way. A player needs to deliver the message the way that we want to receive it. If he came out and said, you know, it's okay. You know, this is Tua's team. Everyone would say, he should show some fire.
Nobody said that.
We had no problem with him being competitive and wanting to play.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Mitch Trubisky didn't complain. They were 2-1 when he got benched for Nick Foles. Nick Foles had won a Super
Bowl. No, wait a minute.
Nick Foles could have been, and we know Nick Foles isn't as good as Carson Wentz.
Greg, give me another example.
Like, I led us to a Super Bowl. Why should I be benched?
That's right. Give me another example.
We can't think of a guy that says something like this. Usually you say the right thing to keep, you know, his job
team
is
harmony,
to mentor Tua.
Obviously, they have a relationship. Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick are in the same room.
Tua sang his praises.
Every single day, they're in the same room. So he knows how Ryan feels. He knows how Tua feels. They're conversing. They have a relationship. So it's okay when you know you have a competitor next to you and they aren't okay with the situation. That doesn't mean he's not going to present himself as a professional. He's not going to be the consummate pro. He's always shown that that's who he is. But can he vent? Can he share his feelings, his raw feelings, and still move on? Is that okay?
Yeah, he should have vented to his wife.
Exactly.
At home, over dinner.
And he could have said, I'm disappointed I wanted to play. I got fired. Wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo. Feel bad.
Wowsy, woo, woo.
Feel bad for me. You didn't get fired. That check is coming at the end of the month. What are you talking about? You got fired. And I have to sit in the room and listen to the guy who fired me. And I have to sit next to the guy who took my job. This is unfair. I'm a 38-year-old journeyman who's never won jack, but I feel guilted. I should be the starting quarterback in the Miami Dolphins because we just beat the awful Jets. Oh, my God. Look at what they did to me.
Wow.
All right, let's move on, Greg. Quick, we got one comment. I do want to hear your comment on this. And look, we all know, I mean, you know it's better than both of us for sure how great Aaron Rodgers is. But obviously Sunday, horrible performance against Tampa Bay. And I brought up that, you know, some of these big games, I mean, we know he hadn't been great. Obviously he was great in the Super Bowl that you guys won. But in these NFC title games since then, hasn't been good. Four of them, he's got 6 TDs, 7 interceptions. Obviously, Brady, that was a big game. Everybody hyped it before going into that game. I thought he looked shook after the two interceptions. I mean, missing guys, you know, throws he normally makes in his sleep. Is there anything to, you know, maybe Aaron in some of these big games just hasn't been Aaron Rodgers in these games?
Yeah, you could say that. And you can say the Green Bay Packers haven't shown up as the Green Bay Packers, period. That's Aaron. That's right. Everybody. That's everybody on that roster that steps on that field. They have not gotten it done against the elites of the elites, or the games that we expect for them to step up and play the way that they have played and have shown us. They haven't gotten it done. But you can't – now, it's going to always fall on Aaron. But that game, what I watched and what I've been watching this week, man, they got beat up on both sides of the ball up front. Aaron got blitzed. He couldn't handle it. The line couldn't handle it. They never adjusted. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should be applauded for their game plan because they executed it flawlessly.
Are they – I think going into that game, I think you – many people would say right now at least they look like the team, the best team in the NFC, meaning they could be in the Super Bowl. Do you think they are too soft? I mean, I've heard a lot of people talking about their defense, especially as soft. That they, you know, they may be too soft. We saw it last year against San Francisco to win the NFC.
No, I don't think they are too soft. I think they do have to play with a bit of an edge, a nastiness that we there's that the 49ers, we've seen them play with. We've seen teams like the Baltimore Ravens play with. Even the Eagles, when their defense has it rolling, they have a nastiness about their defense and their team that just kind of punches you in the mouth and continues to punch you, where the Green Bay Packers, they don't play that way. And so I would never sit here and start to say, oh, they should play that way. No, you play the way that you play, but okay, it better be effective. And when you run up against teams that are bullies, like the teams that I mentioned, sometimes you got to adjust mid-game, during the game. And what you once did is not going to work today. So you got to switch that game plan up.
All right. That's our man, Greg Jennings. Nice spirited
and Greg,
conversation.
Real quick, just
if
you
don't win your next bodybuilding competition, we expect you to come on. I should have won. I don't know what the judges
That's
were
right.
thinking. I'm heartbroken. It was like they fired me. I was better. Trust me.
I am. I'm going to say all that. Man, they cheated me, man.
And you know what? Fitzpatrick, 30 games under 500 as a starter. Oh, yeah. He has a right to bellyache. My butt.
That's our man, Greg Jennings. We love him. All right, brother.
Thanks.
Hey, he's on the call. Lions, Falcons. What have you done to the people at Fox? I mean, my goodness. You
hey,
keep getting these games, man.
Hey, I gotta be the first one to be able to report a team that's coming from down under, rising to the top.
All right, Lions Falcons this Sunday on Fox. Greg Jennings will be on the call. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, it's our most controversial segment of the show coming up. Shop Talk is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic actually has a sports tie-in. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a former NFL wide receiver, Chad Johnson, was in a podcast interview, and he said even though he made $48 million in his NFL career, all of the jewelry he wears and buys is fake. He says because people expect, because he's rich, they never have to question whether or not his jewelry is real. Now, normally I go with you guys first, but we have a special guest on the line. Let's get to him.
What's going on, gentlemen? It's Mark in Sacramento. And you know, Chris and Rob, usually I got to get in on this one and let you know that my thoughts on Fitzmagic. Man, Rob, Chris, you're being way too hard on my guy. Why you got to get on him just because he upset a lot of jobs?
That is a great impression by DJ Alex Teicher. At first, I thought it was Mark.
No, did you, that was Alex? It
was? That was great, though. Right?
That wasn't Alex.
Chris, Rob, what do you mean? It's Mark in Sacramento.
That's Alex?
That was good.
Now, Rob, let me tell you real quick. There's nothing wrong with somebody going to get fake jewelry just to show off what they're doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, my guy.
That's an interesting one. That's a tough one. Gosh. I thought it was thinking of clothes because Rick Ross, I don't know if Rick Ross ever confirmed it, but he was recently seen in some Louis Vuitton stuff, like all head to toe. And Louis Vuitton came out and said it was fake. And then he was on a cover of a magazine years ago. Same deal. He had like some Louis, I think it were Louis Vuitton glasses, and they said they were fake. So man, if I got money to burn, why am I buying fake clothes? You know, the fake Louis Vuitton, fake designer clothes. Jewelry might be a little different because it's so much more expensive. Excuse me.
I'm totally against the fake stuff from the standpoint of what's the sense of wearing it if it isn't authentic and it talks about you as a person. If you're buying fake stuff, you're fake. I'm serious. I don't think I would rather not have it if it's not authentic. I wouldn't want a fake Louis Vuitton belt or fake Louis Vuitton shoes. Who are you impressing by doing that? I don't understand.
Well, the thing is, people don't know.
No, but
it's
you know.
It's one thing if everybody
it's
knows
it's supposed to be
fake.
About you, though. It's supposed to be about you. You know you're perpetrating
but
something.
But in real life,
I wouldn't do it.
I hear you, and I'm not. I don't know that I would either. I'm just talking about it. In real life, does wearing real Louis Vuitton make you any better than wearing fake Louis Vuitton?
No, but the point is that...
So to yourself, it ain't like, I feel so much better because I'm wearing, you know, an $1,000 suit.
No, but you think, that that's something special. That's why you're wearing them fake, because you want to perpetrate or come across as something else. Rob G and Alex, where are you?
But it's just, I think it's an interesting thing to think about.
Well, I'm not in that tax bracket.
Don't wear those Jordans anymore that I bought you, Rob.
Those are real.
Those are hoardings.
Oh. You know, people that aren't rich like you guys have to get the real stuff because no one's going to believe the fake stuff anyways. You know what I mean? You guys have no choice to get the real stuff. That's what I said.
Well, but hold on. Chad Johnson, they thought it was real.
Yeah, but he's $48 million salary. You know, not fake stuff. Not guys behind the glass like me and Alex. We can't get away with that kind of stuff.
Alex, you wear fake stuff?
No, God. Oh, sorry. You know, it's. I would say no. I'm not a fan of either way. But, I mean, if you can pull it off and save money, why not? You got the fame names anyways to pull it off. So, I say go for it.
Don't buy your wife a fake Louis Vuitton bag. It's interesting.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.